Music does. Music changes your personality. Music changes your way of thinking. I mean, you could go, listen, this is just music in general. You could like have like a go from a positive mindset, but end up listening to, for instance, a country song, mm-hmm. A slow country song. Next thing you know, you are in a depression and it's feeling, you know, that particular message. that kind of goes for any type of song.
Right.
So,
right.
So that's definitely what I feel, because I listen to like all types of music, because like, you know, as y'all know, I've done, you know, my story. I connect to people through music. You feel me? Yeah, I'm an extrovert, but I'm really an introverted person. You feel me? So like if I'm talking to Travis and I'm like, you know, hey, you ever felt like, you know, you heard that one song? No. You watched Twilight? Yeah. So I'm this girl's Jacob. You feel me? Like, oh, you feel me? So that's how I would, you know, relate to people, right? So like how I see music now, I used to really just be like, oh man, it sounds dope. Yeah. Millie. But then once I really started feeling emotion from people's music, then I'm like, yo, this is a really good artist. You feel me? Because I'm feeling moved by your music. You feel me? Now I was immature in the mind. I didn't understand some things. And now that I'm meeting people like y'all, I'm like, oh, wow, this is some demonic stuff. And I started really looking at lyrics. I'm like, this dude said that he wears his girlfriend's clothes, but it's not his girlfriend's clothes. So he's saying he still wear bitches' clothes? And y'all rocking in this? This nigga said he sucked dick for a living. Y'all really rocking in this? The beat, though.
And it goes back to the beats, because a lot of people, they enjoy that beat, but they don't listen to the lyrics.
Don't even know what's being played into them. Yeah.
Outkast said it best in Hey Yeah. He's like, hey, yeah. And then the chorus, he says, oh, y'all don't care what we say. Y'all just want something good to dance to. Okay. Oh, yeah. Mm-mm. I'm like, oh, shit. But that showed that you are a great musician, that y'all can really do that. You feel me? So I was like, maybe you got to say something to be almost timeless, almost to be relevant, to keep getting brought up. You feel me?
Yeah.
I don't know. That seemed like
Yeah.
No, you're right. You hit it dead on the nose, because just said something that's really real. I'm 49. And in order for me to still be relevant in this music industry, still have to talk about, like the song I just dropped, Ooh Wee. It's a drinking song. It's telling you to drink. Whatever you got, you drank it. I named all the liquors. And I'm not even a drinker. But I came up with Ooh Wee because I'm like, people like to drink all the time. So why not make a drinking song, which makes me irrelevant? But on a mental status, honestly, I'm going to be real honest with y'all. As an artist, as a woman first, and as a mother, and as a child of God, been in this industry, mentally, it kind of broke me down. Let's just be 1,000 with it. It really kind of did something to me, because at one point in time in my career, when I was all-time high, it had me feeling some kind of way, like I was untouchable. I'm this, I'm that. Look at me. And it almost made me feel like I was shitting on people in some type of way. And it put me into a depression. And as an artist, like NBA Youngboy, I've watched NBA Youngboy, and when he said he's scared to be around people. Now, the only reason why that man is scared to be around people is because when you become so famous, you don't know who to trust. Now, mentally, you watching everybody that come around you. You could have been good, but when you get to a certain level, you no longer mentally trust nobody, because you always gonna think someone is out to get you. You gonna always think someone is out to get you. For instance, my daughter called me and she said, "Mom, can you not talk about this type of stuff on your show? Because I'm in the industry and they're watching you like they're watching me. Now, to me personally, I know what she was talking about, but to knowing you being watched, period, because of what you might say or anything, it is mentally, it'll do something to you. Because you are not just only worried about the people around you. If they're going to try to rob you or kill you or set you up because they want your spot, they're going to sacrifice your soul so they can get your spot, you got to worry about the masses coming after you, watching you, every little thing you do, every little thing. I know I've been watched for years. And I'm be honest, one time I said something on my show, and I got a call from the White House. And this is honest to God, too. And they told me straight up, if you don't take that shit down, we're going to have a warrant for your arrest.
Wow. So, Nene talked about who Lucifer, who Satan was. The Bible describes him as what? As an angel of light. But he also is the author of confusion. So all of this stuff is really confusing, and that's what Satan wants. And he's coming in as what? As an angel of light. Disclaimer, I don't, people's preference, it doesn't matter to me. I love people because Jesus loves us. What they do is that's between them and their Savior, right? But at the same token, if we're taking a stance on something as believers or as people who believe in God, or even if we're standing up against the demonic forces of the entertainment industry as a whole. A lot of these things are so mental that Nene was talking about that our subconscious actually catches it. But what we see is a distraction and we don't even realize that we've caught it. And if we're talking about scripture and we're talking about how the Antichrist is going to come, he's coming as peace, he's coming as all of this. If you look at the Baphomet, which there's the signal, you know, the hand signals that, you know, all the entertainment people throw up. But the Baphomet as itself, if you look at it, it's a woman up top. It's a man everywhere else. It has the horns and everything else. So that's all encompassing with the trans movement, because whether you're part of the LGBTQ or not, it's an agenda that they're pushing. So when you look at these things and your subconscious catches it, and it's like, okay, your subconscious knows it, but then it's just like your mental says, well, why does it matter? It matters because this person, whoever the Antichrist is going to be, and Satan has already shown you who he is with the Baphomet, which I personally think that's pretty much what you can expect Satan to be. Satan is all of these things, man, woman, beast, all of that the Baphomet shows. So when this desensitized. You're so desensitized to it that it's going to be so easy for you to follow the pathway of destruction. And I mean, that's why the Bible says that the spirit of the Antichrist is already active in the world. And when you sit back and you look at this entertainment industry and you look at what these entertainers do, going back to Sam Smith at the Grammys Awards, a lot of people, even basketball itself is a
pretty much. What the fuck Sam Smith do?
Yo, you didn't see the Grammys?
The Grammys?
That's how I told you. Once I see the game, I don't care. What do I gotta go watch the Grammys for?
But Root, no. When we get off it, no, I want you to go. I want you to go Google it, and I want you to just watch it.
He must have done something wild.
And ever since that, Anthony, ever since that, we talked about it, I've seen the division that is caused, and I think we're moving into a place as society where you're either gonna be on the right side of it. Yeah. Or you're going to be on the other side. There is no more in-between game. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the entertainment industry, you know, basketball, NBA is in itself is a fraternity of demonic forces. You know, even with LeBron, when he does his thing, he does the chalk in the air. I never forget, I watched the video symbolizing even the numerology behind their numbers that they wear. 2 and 3, 2 times 3 is 6. Wow. Talking about equating to the 666. The Bible says, it doesn't say the number is 666. It said it adds up to that particular number of 666. So all of these things, the numerology ends up being 3, 6s, and 9s. All of this inverted stuff. But
what did it chalk do? What did that mean?
when he does the talk, when you, I want you to look at it. Every picture that it shows, every video, he pauses and he does his hands like, you know how they say Jesus Christ was on the cross. Right. And then, yep. And then he'll come back and do this. He'll throw up the rock. He'll do this. And then when he does the talk, his hands literally pause, almost mocking the crucifixion of Jesus. Everything that they do is a mockery of Jesus Christ, the thing that he did. So I think the reason why he's doing this and why should we care is because when we become so desensitized to it, then when certain things start to happen in the world, we're going to follow the wrong path to destruction. But if we take a stance now, say, okay, now I'm recognizing what this is, because again, I still listen to hip hop, even though I know, like, a lot of people don't know hip hop itself is a religion. If you go to hip hop and you go to their website, they talk about the religious aspect of it, how it started, the, you know, it, talking about space and all the planets and I mean, all that craziness. I still listen to it mostly because I like to keep my ear to the streets. You know, I love working with young people, and that's what I'm going to school for. To hopefully my end game is to have my own private practice of therapy for young Black men. So I keep my ear to the streets because this is what they're listening to. These are the people that they're watching. And if we, as the people who can subconsciously catch things, but actually say, okay, and sit back and take a look and look at it and take a stance against it versus catching it subconsciously and still ignoring it, then we have a chance to save or plant the seeds for God to move in certain young people's life. Because whether we know it or not, even some older people, this stuff is really dictating how we move, dictating how we act, dictating our mood. I give a personal example. This is not even hip hop. It's a group called Surfaces. They're kind of like a pop group. And on the surface, their music is really jolly. It's talking about good stuff. It's a song called Sunday Best. And this is talking about, you know, the Sunday, that's the day before you go back to work, right, on Mondays. And it's just telling you to wear your Sunday best. And my son, 10 years old, he really loved this song. And so I looked at the video one day because me and my wife are very particular about what we allow them to watch and what they, you know, receive in their spirit. And I looked at the video, even though the words itself was not necessarily bad, but I looked at the video and it's a picture or it's a video of people in a workspace in their office, and they're basically defying the authority in the office, and they're just up having a good time, being jolly, they're not caring about working. And I told my son, I said, look, you as a 10-year-old, you know, impressionable young mind, if you see this stuff, even though it draws you in because of the positive message or because of the melody of the music, but you're subconsciously taken in, I don't have to obey authority. And right around the same time, again, I'm open book, my son was dealing with some stuff in school, and even, you know, I had to tell him, no, I don't care what it is. You have to make sure that when the Bible says, obey those who have authority over you, period. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of these things gets into our children's minds and we don't know where it's coming from. So now we're trying to fight a spiritual battle with punishment, with, you know, giving them whoopings, with talking to them. But we don't even realize that this is a spiritual war, not necessarily a mental one. And a lot of us, just being honest, are losing the war with our children, with our nieces, our nephews, and the children that surround us, because we've become so desensitized to the positive stuff that they're displaying, but it's really a sinister message behind it.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. Well, all right, y'all. This was a
very illuminating conversation.
Wonderful panel. Like, y'all brought it. Oh my gosh, y'all brought it. This is gonna be a 3-part series. Like, I can't
all right, Ghost Rider.
I can't just get it all in one because we are at almost 2 hours. So
this would be that's a good YouTube video, man. People just sit here and listen and click clack on the keyboard. Like, I know you're listening. You watched the whole episode, right? Even if he broke it down into parts, this is part one, maybe two, maybe three. I don't know which part you're listening to right now, but you need to smack that subscribe button, hit that like button, hit that bell icon to stay notified that whenever we drop a banging episode just like this, because you liked it, right? All right, thank you.
There it is. Right.
There it is.
Can I say something?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I really hope I did not offend anyone, but y'all gotta understand, like, I be around some deep stuff that a lot of people are not around, and I know a lot of stuff. So when people get to talking to me about certain stuff, I get to telling the truth. And some people might not like the truth because they don't really know the truth because they're not around it to even know if I'm telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? But let me clear this. I am not judging anyone. I have nothing against anyone. But when you talk about mental, even in real life, I'm one of them people, like, be honest with me. Like, if I was in a relationship, don't come to me one way and then you turn out to be something else. Come to me and so I would know exactly who you are so I can make the decision if I want to deal with that situation or not. So it has everything to do with mental when you're being lied to. You don't know how to handle stuff if you're not being told the truth, period.
Amen.
You know, I appreciate you so much for bringing all of this to light, because I didn't know 95-98% of what you said was actually happening. Like, it's crazy. I just can't, it's mind blowing. But again, thank you guys, all of you, for tuning in. And I hope you guys actually listen to everything what we said. Just take care of your mental health, everybody. That's, you know, your mental health is most important. If you're going through some type of depression or anything like that, suicidal thoughts, anxiety, anything, make sure you talk to somebody. Make sure you get some help. Make sure you talk with a family member. Dial 988. That is the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Again, 988. So make sure y'all dial that if you are going through that, or if you know somebody that is going through suicide or anything like that. So again, I'm Anthony Henderson. This is Spade, the podcast. Make sure you follow me on Spade Awareness. On TikTok, I've got multiple things that are going to be released soon. Ruby, where are they going to follow you at?
Man, you can follow me on YouTube at Goldie's Room, baby. You know where the music is hot and the vibes are too, because I'm Ruby. Yes, you know that guy's cool. Yo, baby, daddy.
Nene Linus, where they following you at?
Linus Wood. Linus Wood on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. Linus Wood.
Okay. All right, Xavier, where they following you at?
Kingdom Thoughts, TikTok, Instagram. You Kingdom Thoughts, you'll see a gold microphone with a black outline around it. That's me.
Gotcha. And Travis, where they following you at?
You can find me on Facebook, Travis Jones. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at Travisology. And also pick up that new single of mine, Travis Jones, Heal the Land. It'll bless your life.
Oh, I'm going to download that as soon as we get off.
Hey, you heard. Hey, I'm about to download that right now. You can find that on YouTube.
Check this out. My very first single was called Rockstar. Check that out. Rockstar, and then check out Heal the Land.
Absolutely.
All right, bet. Hey, and if you all want some primetime entertainment, some cat videos, some vlogs, and all that jazz, find me on Instagram at Ruby the Great. That's Ruby the Great with two T's now. Hey, don't be mistaken that with nobody else. I'm the only one that pops up in the show jazz algorithm. All right. Hey, check out my man Anthony's Faith Podcast, baby. You know the vibes. We out.
All right, y'all. Y'all can get it. No problem. Go to my website. SpadeMentalHealth.com. Yeah, that's where y'all can find all of my episodes, SpadeMentalHealth.com.